Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday assured Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. He made his remarks during a news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin.
The commitment of the United States to Europe is enduring, and it's rooted in the values we share, values that Angela just mentioned. Our commitment to democracy, our commitment to rule of law, our commitment to the dignity of all people.
Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation. The president sought to calm European leaders who are nervous about a feared turn toward isolationism following the election of Donald Trump. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump planned meetings with former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and Florida Governor Rick Scott. Trump planned to hold talks with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Before departing Japan, Mr. Abe said he wanted to use the meeting to discuss his vision for the future. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov is quoted as saying his government has initiated contacts with Trump officials to discuss the crisis in Syria. It was not immediately clear to whom he was referring. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, could fill an important spot in the new administration. News reports say Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka, would likely serve in a position along the lines of a special counsel or special advisor. This is VOA News.